This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. The world mourning the death of longtime Senator John McCain dies Saturday from brain cancer. Meanwhile, Neil Simon, the playwright, also dies over the weekend. Neil Simon was in his 90s. McCain, on the other hand, was 80, and he will be in the Capitol Rotunda on Friday. The public will be able to pay their respects. It's a rarity for that to happen from 2 to 8 Eastern, and then he will be interred in Annapolis, and he was a Navy man, so that's the route they're going with that in a private ceremony. It was very somber to see the hearse going from Sedona, Arizona to Phoenix. The family knew that he was close to death. They announced they weren't doing anything else, that, you know, this was toward the end. They didn't say it that way, but we knew it was coming the last couple of days, I think, heading into the weekend. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But then there was this horrible story that happened on Sunday in Florida at a mall, an outside mall. There was a Madden NFL 19 video game tournament being played at the waterfront shopping and dining area when somebody came in and killed three other people and wounded others, who apparently was a participant in the tournament. His name was David Katz. Investigators believe that he is the guy who is connected to this, and then he killed himself. So what was it that led this, you know, this thing to happen? And that is the big question that looms. He was upset at losing. As I said, he was a participant. He was attending the competition, took his own life. But the exact motive, nobody knows for sure. The FBI is on hand, ATF agents, etc. There are a lot of people that are trying to figure this out and piece it all together, including he was from Baltimore. They're trying to piece something back in Baltimore as to what could possibly have happened and how he, you know, how he got to Jacksonville and the weapon and all that kind of stuff. And of course, as these things go, what are we hearing? Oh, he was a nice guy. Not so nice to kill innocent people at a video tournament. And as I said, multiple fatalities. It was shocking. And it happened, I guess, about 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday when cops were called to a shooting at Chicago Pizza. It was the mall restaurant hosting the tournament, and when they came, they saw three people that were dead, including the gunman. So three people, 11 more were taken to local hospitals, 9 with gunshot wounds, 2 injured while running, because people were running, they were locking themselves in places. And again, it goes to that whole motive thing, as what could that, you know, possibly be, what would drive him to do that, and that's all happening. And of course, video gaming is incredibly, incredibly popular. The tournaments are all different sizes, and there are people who are gamers who make millions of dollars. The Jacksonville event was a regional qualifier for the October final in Vegas. Top prize for that, $25,000. And it's, players really train hard for this, and they're considered professionals. As I said, five figures can be very common, and this is streamed live. And the audience on Twitch can reach up to 380 million people on Twitch as it was streaming, you could hear the gunshots in the background. And there, the there was, I guess at one point, there was a red laser dot briefly that was on a competitor's sweatshirt before the camera angle switched back to the video game, and then those dozen gunshots rang out. Was that competitor hit or not? There were people who were in the room who said they heard this pop sound, they assumed it was gunshots, and they just thought to run. There was another gamer who said, he was just 18, said a bullet hit him in the thumb, and he tweeted out, "Life can be cut short in a second. I'll never take anything for granted." And that was it. They, you know, he ran down the street. So they're trying to piece it together and figure out what a possible motive could be in this scenario for this David Katz. Wow. John McCain, as I mentioned, is the story that so many are talking about across the nation. As I say, what happens here, and about the video game incident, horrible thing. What happens here on this show is what washes around and what are we talking about in your backyard and mine, and this is absolutely one of them. And, they're trying to, ultimately, so many are trying to figure out how to sum up the life of John McCain. He was somebody who was, born into a family of those who served in the military, and he was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. He refused to abandon the POWs when he was offered the chance. He was a heroic figure, no matter what, if you didn't agree with his politics at times or not. He lost a couple of times when he ran for president. He lost the 2000 Republican nomination to, at that point, Texas Governor George W. Bush after a primary campaign in South Carolina. In 2008, he ran for president and lost to Barack Obama. One of his legacies is his selection of Sarah Palin, who was the governor of Alaska, as his running mate. There was a lot of questions as to why wouldn't it have been Joe Lieberman, but that's ancient history, but it definitely is part of the conversation of piecing together his political history. And he served forever and a day, 30 years on the Hill. And so whether he agreed with politics on the opposite side or absolutely didn't agree with them, he had a lot of friends who were Democrats, and those that were Republicans who had different opinions than he did, they were conflicting opinions, and he didn't waver. I mean, he stuck to whatever it was he believed in. I think in so many ways you have to admire that, whether you agree with everything or not. And of course, the brain cancer that he was diagnosed with in 2017 was a very tough road. They gave him 14 months to live. His family spent a lot of time around him. Recently, you hadn't seen him in public very much because it was getting the better of him, of course. But he was somebody who had an impact on American politics, that's for sure. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up next on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
When it comes to, I say crazy, but, you know, inevitably, right, this is where we all end up, but it's about having a life well lived. I just talked about John McCain. He's not the only one who died over the weekend. Playwright Neil Simon, also dead at the age of 91. He was suffering from a couple of different things. It was ultimately pneumonia that got Neil Simon. But at 91, 5 wives, lots of nominations and awards, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, did some amazing things in his lifetime. And you think of The Odd Couple, and he was the guy behind The Odd Couple. And certainly he had an impact on writing and had an impact on the big screen and adapting his plays to the big screen, and all kinds of people reacted to the death of Neil Simon. He was iconic, absolutely. Nathan Lane, who played Oscar Madison to Matthew Broderick's Felix Unger in the 2005 Odd Couple revival on Broadway, said Simon was one of his theatrical heroes. He said, "I'm so proud to have played a small part in his unparalleled career and remarkable legacy." One of his ex-wives, Marsha Mason, who starred in his stage shows and a bunch of his films, probably you remember her from the Goodbye Girl, shared the news of his death on Facebook, said with heartfelt sadness and hurting, he's a great talent and man, husband and father. I miss him deeply and always. Who else reacted? I mean, it was just like John McCain. It was, you know, a who's who of people whose lives that he touched. And as I mentioned, he had several plays that were huge, like the Sunshine Boys, They're Playing Our Song, Promises, Promises, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Biloxi Blues, Lost in Yonkers. And Lost in Yonkers earned him a Pulitzer Prize in 1991. So a lot of theater peeps, a lot of television peeps also remembering this very talented person who lived a very long life. And you know what he said? Somebody was telling me this today, that there was a philosophy he endorsed in his life. And you know what that was? I love living. I have some problems with my life, but living is the best thing they've come up with so far. Bravo to that. And rip to Neil Simon. And I already mentioned John McCain, also a guy behind a celebrity show that was popular. He was 76 years old, and that would be Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. He died on Friday, and he was, like I said, in his 70s, and he was somebody who definitely had the ear of a lot of well-known people, and that show was popular in the 80s, and it spawned some other shows that he was involved with production-wise, so he was also an iconic figure, in a sense, for a certain genre of TV. So he was a maverick in his own right. It's interesting because all three that I mentioned were mavericks for very different reasons. John McCain, a hero, a maverick. He was called Maverick a lot. He was a heavyweight. He tried to help a lot of young people in the Senate, whether they were Democrats or Republicans. Now it's about legacy and what they leave behind and eulogies and conversations and what people have to, you know, ultimately say about all three of these men who were very different in many, many other respects, for sure. While that's happening, another story that has really gripped the nation is the story of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. And, you know, so many people poured out to her funeral over the weekend. Boy, she was found on Tuesday in a field, and she was popular in the sense that she tried to help other people in her very young life. She was a University of Iowa student, and she was a runner, so she liked to run and never had any problems until she ran into the wrong person when she was running, and her life took a much different. So now Christian Rivera has been charged with first-degree murder, and he's being held on $5 million. And that killing has certainly ignited the debate even more, or put the heat up on the debate over immigration. You know, the tug of war that we all have, and how many decades have we been arguing about this? I say it all the time. It's ridiculous to me that we have no sewn-up scenarios when it comes to immigration. So there's been a lot of criticism, including from the president, who described her as this beautiful young woman, and here we go again, and Governor Kim Reynolds, too. Her father, Rob Tibbetts, in his eulogy, highlighted how the local Hispanic community had embraced him as he searched for his daughter in the last couple of weeks. And he said, the Hispanic community are Iowans. They have the same values as Iowans. As far as I'm concerned, they are with better food. And then the crowd applauded and laughed. There were some light moments at her funeral. And there was, like I said, so many people there, over 1,500, just about 1,500. She's just 20 years old. In Hawaii, while they're watching what's happening on the mainland, many are some are okay and they've managed to get to higher ground and had a place to escape, but others are fighting what's left of Hurricane Lane. So much water was dumped on some of these islands. It's crazy. I mean, biblical proportions. When you say 46 inches of rain, that's insane. The Big Island, 40-plus inches in a lot of areas. So mudslides, flooding, all of that a big concern. FEMA already rallied. It's staggering. And it could be, they say, the single costliest hurricane in recorded history, in the history of Hawaii, and could be the most expensive damage for the 2018 hurricane season, which still is a long way to go. It doesn't wrap up till November 30th on the island of Oahu. Shopkeepers ripped out plywood. The Honolulu Zoo and the golf courses said they were back in business. Tourists were back on the beach of Waikiki. Winds were calmer on Maui. They had seen gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. The Cat 5 that they were talking about really could have bent the islands in half, but there were some terrible scenarios. There were a lot of rescues, luckily, that went on because 39 people were pulled from floodwaters over the weekend, and that's what happens. You don't expect it, and next thing you know, you look over and you're suddenly fighting for your life as you try to grab onto whatever you can possibly grab onto, and that's where many people fall short, thinking they can get across a little road. Something happens, and it's actually floods them, or they're in a car, and then it's much too late. So, for the most part, I guess, other than all those that were rescued, a lot of people are doing what they're supposed to do, staying off the roads, because who knows what they're going to look like when it's all said and done. And I'll tell you, the Jacksonville shooting is the thing that we're going to be talking about into the week. I guarantee it. There was even a report that somebody overheard, and who knows, saying that he came in there to kill, that he was in a rampage mode and said, "I'm in the mood to rampage." And what an awful, awful thing. You know, this was an area where a lot of people took kids in the outdoor mall. And it spilled into that outdoor mall. Of course, people scrambling and trying to find shelter when the shots rang out. So David Katz, 24 years old, of Baltimore, killing himself. The FBI has already searched his home as part of the investigation. There's going to be a lot of questions about esports, safety. This is 6 months after Parkland, yet another shooting rampage of a different sort in Florida. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next as we jump the fence together here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blaming Google for negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump News shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful. We have tremendous, we have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in.
Google denies they're manipulating search results to keep conservative voices quiet. The president is considering regulating social media such as Facebook and Google. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Welcome to this show, Joseph Okella. He's written a great book that I think really hits home. It hit home with me for sure. And it's called Revisiting God, A Common Sense Approach to Theism. You know, we're talking about something that I know a lot of people have a tug of war over and others who feel probably just like Joseph. And we're talking about theology and religion and Christianity and philosophy. And Joseph, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So let's jump into the heart of the book and what, first of all, drove you to write the book.
Well, this book really talks about the rationality of theism in a way that is accessible to the person who's not very much into the rigors of philosophical thinking. In a certain sense, I'm trying to bring the arguments for the existence of God or the evidence for the existence of God in a way that is accessible to the person who's not really interested in delving into too much philosophical jargon. And I know that many people find the arguments for the existence of God a little too tenuous to deal with. So for that reason, I thought, well, let me think of ways in which I can make theism rationally acceptable without compromising the seriousness of the arguments.
Yeah, so how do you make it rationally acceptable? That's a big task. What did you tackle specifically in the book?
Well, if you think about it, many philosophers, especially, I think of people like Immanuel Kant and the early philosophers such as Epicurus, both of them made the claim that nothing comes from nothing. Immanuel Kant, for example, says every event has a cause. So when you think of the universe as an event, you must ask yourself, if I want to remain consistent with Immanuel Kant or even with Epicurus, how is it that this universe can be reasonably accepted to have no cause, and yet when we think of things like watches and clocks, they don't seem, we have to insist that those must have a cause. Yet with the universe, we are prepared to say that. And my thesis there is that that is inconsistent. If everything has a cause, then the universe has a cause. And if the universe has a cause, then the cause must be something bigger and greater than this universe. That is the basic gist of the argument. And people like David Hume, for example, called that kind of argument to question, but I think recent philosophical findings and even scientific findings and reformulations of the argument have tried to show that the argument is not too far-fetched. It's actually very, very reasonable.
And do you think, as you said this in the beginning, sometimes when you get too deep in the philosophy, that's where people get lost. And you, as you said, I think you're trying to really reach the masses and explain it.
Yes, they really do get lost. Now, you have very rigorous Christian philosophers such as Alvin Plantinga, who have argued for the rationality of theism by suggesting that there is a sixth sense in every human being, and it is what he calls a sense of divinity. This sense of divinity plays itself out in just about every human being you think of. I was sitting in a class that was taught by an atheist when I was a student at the University of Kentucky during the September 11th tragedy. And when I was sitting there, when these twin towers came down, this atheist kept on saying, "Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus." And I wondered, wait a minute, why call on God on a moment like this when you clearly have made it plain to us as a professor that you don't believe in God? Alvin Plantinga would argue that that is the sense of divinity actualizing itself in every human being. I don't know whether you've listened to people who do not believe in God. They keep on saying, "Oh my God," or "Thank God," all those kinds of things. That's the argument of the first chapter. I'm saying they are really activating their sense of divinity. In that sense, they're basically saying that it is sensible to run to God in such situations.
Yeah, wow, how powerful. And you picked that right up. As you said, you got a Master of Arts and PhD in philosophy, both from the University of Kentucky, and you also got a Master of Divinity and a Master of Arts in Church Music from Ashbury Theological Seminary, and you were certainly steeped in it.
That's correct.
You also served as a pastor at the African Inland Church in Jericho and Nairobi in Kenya after you got your Bachelor of Theology. So you really have studied this, and you were drawn to this right from the beginning. I can only imagine the lessons you learned along the way.
Yeah, I remember I come from a background that knows what it is to go through pain. The news that keeps on coming from Africa is not very pleasant. It's a lot of deaths and disease and so forth. And having gone through those kinds of experiences, we begin to wrestle with these issues, both at the existential level and at the philosophical level. Thinkers such as Ravi Zacharias continue to inspire me because I listen to how he wrestles with these issues, and I've been able to formulate my own way of dealing with them. Even in that book, that's what I do.
Yeah. Wow. And as you say, learning what you learned and growing up in Kenya and watching that and then coming to the United States and making that leap, when did you really, for you, feel the presence of God?
Oh, the presence of God for me has been something that's so real right from the beginning, right from the time I was a little child. Now, it did take some hits. When I began studying the theory of evolution in high school, my belief in God took a hit. It's not that I stopped believing. I began questioning why it is that you know, scientific findings are basically countering this claim that seems to be so fundamental to our lives. And then I did my PhD in the theory of evolution. And after studying the theory from Darwinian perspectives, from people like Richard Dawkins, from thinkers such as Stephen Jay Gould and so forth, I've come to the conclusion that the theory of evolution does not in any way undercut belief in Christianity. So my belief in God from that time onwards up to now has remained intact. And I've dealt with these kinds of issues in an earlier book, of which this book that you're holding is actually a summary.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, Joseph, in talking to you, too. One of the things I know that you talk about in the book that I think is so powerful is you talk about the idea of Darwinism and evolution does not necessarily undercut, as you say in your own words, a belief in God in any meaningful way. But there's a tug of war over that. So what do you specifically lay out?
Well, do remember that Darwin himself wrestled with this idea in one of his books, in his autobiography. He asked himself this question: what if all these pontifications about evolution and so forth really seem to be the result of beings that are of a lower stature than we are? What if my thinking, he would say, is really the idea, is just my brain firing chemicals and stimuli in my brain? And then he says, if that is the case and evolution is true, then that does undercut his suppositions, because his views then at that point seem to be invisible to the question of truth. Or let me put it the other way around. The truth seems to be invisible to his views. And so he really began to doubt his own ideas. It's not that he recanted them. He just doubted them, and he decided to adopt the agnostic position. But you think about it. If our minds came from matter, matter itself is non-rational. Our minds themselves are fundamentally rational. If matter, which is non-rational, is supposed to bring out something that is rational, then truth seems to be thrown out of the window, because the non-rational does not really harbor truth in any way, but the rational, which is your mind and mind, really does harbor truth. And so you begin to realize that if we begin to think of a universe that began from matter, distanced from mind, then the problem we face is, how then do we arrive at true claims about the world? Because matter does not harbor any truth.
Wow, so well said. Matter does not harbor any truth. That's like what we would call, Joseph, a tweetable moment. And I hope people listening are picking that out. Good reasons to certainly pick up this book. Another thing that you call out or you talk about that I think is so true is you say this, and you said this in that 9/11 example even, that people find themselves calling out to God in moments of crisis, and also there's evidence for the existence of God that you can see through the fact of answered prayers. Does that sometimes does that sometimes make people realize, oh, okay, so there is a God?
Yes, in many ways, people have actually come to believe in God as a result of specific prayers that they believe God has answered in their lives. Some have actually put it to the test, and it has happened. Now, that is not to say that God will always answer your prayers according to your request. In some instances, he will choose not to answer your prayers, and scripture clearly stipulates that. In some instances, he will choose not to answer your prayers according to your request, especially if your request runs contrary to the will of God. You find that stated very clearly in the book of James, and it is repeated several times in James. I believe it's James chapter 4. So there is always that issue, but there are instances where you can actually pray and experience an answer to prayer according to exactly how you prayed, and you will realize that there is no way this could have happened through any other natural means, but only through a supernatural encounter.
Yeah. Wow, what a powerful message, and so well said. This interview was delightful. Joseph Okella, and again, the book is called Revisiting God, A Common Sense Approach to Theism. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, of course, Lit Fire Public. Publishing. Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My pleasure.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, this time around on your nightly fix of Forbes, Greg, I was wondering, and I almost know the answer to this. Do you sell stuff online?
Books. Lots and lots of books.
I love that. So, you know, you think about this. What's one of the worst things that can happen? Maybe it's that someone wants to buy something, right?
Some like my
big
book?
Big ticket item. Yeah.
Okay. Or you. I was shopping for a dishwasher this weekend.
So you got a big ticket item. And yeah. I've done that, too. My husband is awesome at that. So he does the same thing. And what happens if they don't have it in stock, do you think, when people assume, well, we should be able to just snap this up?
Yeah, so we actually have a guy on the line, Kim Garrison, from a company called My Alerts, and I have known Kim for many years, and he has really opened my eyes to what a problem this is when you're shopping for something and the store is out of stock, because you go away, they don't know who you are, and they have no way of telling you the next day, we got it now, we want to sell it to you. So on that note, let's fix this problem for us as shoppers and for retailers. Kim Garrison from My Alerts, welcome to your nightly fix of four.
Hello, you two. Say, what you just described, Kate and Greg, is only half the problem. If you don't have it, you go away, the store doesn't know when to tell you it's back. But let's say you do have it, and you're in the middle of your research, then what happens is you're creeped out for days and weeks by ads and emails saying, are you sure you don't want to buy it? Are you sure you don't want to buy it? Do you want to come back and buy it?
Yeah, you already bought it, and you're still getting the ads offering to sell it to you. How many dishwashers do I need?
And that's the third leg of the stool. You buy it, and then you're creeped out with ads about it for days and weeks. So what's the solution? The solution, I'm going to start with a term called permission marketing.
Okay.
There's a digital prognosticator, Seth Godin, who 17 years ago, when we weren't barraged by as much advertising and messaging as we are today, but 17 years ago, Seth said, why don't we just ask people for permission to market to them on what they're thinking about buying? And it's taken 17 years, but we've reached that point now.
You know, it's funny, Kim. It's funny. When I wrote the book Internet Privacy for Dummies 20 years ago, and people would, you know, complain to me about advertising, I would say, wait a minute. It's not bad advertising, and advertising is not bad when it's exactly what you want. Right? When you're shopping for skis, you want to know there's a sale on skis. You just don't want to know there's a sale on skis when you're shopping for beach vacations. And that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly. And so nearly 50 retailers now, the big ones, Home Depot, Best Buy, Target, et cetera, when you're shopping online and you're researching and it's out of stock or you're not ready to buy today or whatever, traditionally, you've had one button on a product page, add to cart, which means buy the thing today. Now there's a new button that says get alerts, and you click it, and a pop-up says, would you give us your consent to send you more marketing information about this product if, choose your criteria, if it comes back in stock, if the price drops, if the brand adds a new model to the line, if a new 5-star review is posted. This is permission marketing finally emerging at scale this year.
Yeah, so if we look at this, wow, and these alerts, what kind of sites are we talking about if we're trying to find these sites? Give us a few names, Kim, of a few of the sites that offer my alerts.
Sure. Best Buy, JCPenney, Home Depot, certain sections of the Target site before it expands across all of Target, BJ's Wholesale Club, Macy's, Bloomie's, etc. Again, nearly 50 sites are offering this year.
And so this is really this perfect relationship between the retailer and the customer, isn't it? The retailer is actually helping me make a better, more timely decision given my needs, and it's also helping me enable them to not annoy me as much as they do today. And why did it take 17 years to get here?
It's a tricky technological problem that's being solved with new technology, but it also, you know, let's be honest, they're retailers, and retailers are built for transactions. Retailers want you to buy today. So it's taken this long to convince retailers that most of their visitors, and I'm talking in-store and online, are not going to buy today. They're on a path to purchase. They're on a journey. And by the way, what I'm talking about here in terms of get alerts button at websites, we're going to start to see a version of this in store this year. What do I mean by that? I'll use Best Buy as an example. There's the term showrooming, which means a lot of people who go into a Best Buy are going to compare prices at Amazon and Walmart and Target. They're not going to buy today. But Best Buy noticed that many people were, say, standing in front of a Samsung TV. And what do? They take a picture of the price tag and the TV. And
I'm holding up my hand because that's me.
Right. And they email that picture to themselves to put in their folder for the research they're doing. Well, Best Buy had no way to know who was in their store taking pictures of items on their path to purchase on their research journey. Now Best Buy is adding a big blue button saying, remind me, in their app so that someone can, again, ask for reminders, alerts, on the same criteria. Price drops, back in stock, new reviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Boy, that's revolutionary. All the research is right there because we all know making it easier for consumers, right, Kim, would make them want to buy from you more if you could just get that right at your fingertips and make maybe a quicker decision.
And, you know, since now the retailer has a one-to-one relationship with you because you've given it permission and your criteria, now the retailer can decide to send you a special offer just for you.
But the tricky thing here is if the retailer breaks that bond of trust, if they use my information to bombard me with advertising that's not on target, then the whole permission marketing idea is going to go up in flames because we have to trust each other to make this work.
Well, not only that, but ad blocking. So we've all been reading about ad blocking.
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to. Yes. Forbes, Google building an ad blocker into Chrome isn't as crazy as it sounds.
So this is interesting. I'm actually teaching a class to advertising students at the University of Missouri Journalism School, and these are advertising students who are going to go into advertising when they graduate next month.
Yes.
About 60% of them use ad blocking. And they're in the business.
Yeah, that's like radio people who listen to Pandora.
That's wow. Right.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
How do we overcome ad blocking? Let's just ask people. Let's just ask people for permission to market to them.
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you this question because Greg loves asking this question of everybody we have on the show. And you know Greg, he is relentless. So this is a great question. Since we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Your Nightly Fix of Forbes, we have to ask you this. What keeps you, Kim, at my alerts up at night?
Opening the Google News app in the morning and seeing that Google or Apple or Facebook has come out with a competing product to my alert. And of course,
so if the headline said that they were buying my alerts, would that be okay?
I'd like that.
We're hoping that that happens because the idea of permission marketing. And as I was shopping for a dishwasher, I actually saw that button, Kate, and it's what made me want to reach out to Kim and talk to him because I had talked with him and the others at My Alerts in the past, and I realized, boy, they're really reaching a state of scale and accessibility for consumers. And I don't see anything but upside on this. We've been talking with Kim Garrison. He's from the company My Alerts. It's myalerts.com, Kim.
It is.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, so interesting to talk to Kim and this whole thing of My Alerts. And, Greg, you were talking about the whole dishwasher experience. We're wrapping this up, so we really only have 30 seconds or so. But in the end, were you satisfied by discovering what you discovered while you were trying to make that big-ticket purchase?
Yeah, totally blew me away. I mean, I looked at every site. I had a spreadsheet. I'm putting information in. And when I saw that Notify Me button on multiple sites, by the way, Home Depot, Best Buy, and some others, I thought, is this Kim Garrison and My Alerts? I reached out to him. But I used it, and then I got information that was very useful for me. And it actually enabled me, and this is what retailers love, it enabled me to make my decision faster. So the spoils went to the victor, the company that got the sale, and it was a company using My Alerts. It was Home Depot.
Ah, interesting. All right, we'll see you again on your nightly Fix of Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.